Okay, today, Bez Hashem, we're going to conclude Maseches Bava Basra. We're up to Perek Yud, Mishnayos, Zayin, and Ches. So it says the Mishnah, Shnei Achin Echad Ani Vechad Asher. If you have two brothers, one of them is poor, one of them is rich. V'niach Lehen Avien Merchatz Beis Abad. And their father left them with a bathhouse and an olive press as a Yerusha. So the rich brother wants to use the bathhouse and the olive press himself. And the poor brother says, I can't operate. I don't have the money to operate a bathhouse or an olive press. So, Asan Lasachar, if the father used this to make money, this was his business, it was he would rent it out to other people, so they should rent it out as well, and they should split the profits of the business. But I saw in the Atzman, if the father had used it, had built these things to use himself, he was a rich guy and he wanted to enjoy these things, the rich brother could say to the poor brother, we're supposed to use it the same way dad used it, which means he used to hire avadim, they would work for him in the bathhouse, so you want to use the bathhouse, good, hire your own avadim and work in the bath. You want to use the olive press? Go get yourself some olives and use the olive press. The poor brother can't say that I want to rent it out because it was not the way it was meant to be used. If there are two people in the same city, Yosef ben Shimon and Shem Acher Yosef ben Shimon, they both happen to have the same names. Neither of them can take out a shtarchov from the other because it says Yosef ben Shimon owes money to Yosef ben Shimon, and we don't know who owes money to who, and no one else can take out a shtarchov against either one of them, because each one could say, oh, it must be the other one that owes you the money. I have a friend named Rabbi Aryeh Leibowitz, so it happens all the time where people say, not Baruch Hashem, not with shtarchov, usually about better things, but can always claim it was the other guy. Nimtza le'echad bein shtarchov, and normally I try to take credit for the stuff that he does, but nimtza le'echad bein shtarchov, if someone finds a receipt among his shtaros that says shtaros of Yosef ben Shimon perua, that the shtar of Yosef ben Shimon has already been paid up, and you borrowed that amount of money from both Yosef ben Shimon's shtaros shnei perua, and then you can't get paid back from either one of them because you don't know which one paid you up. Ketzad yasu. So what do you do when you have two people with the same name? You're just stuck, and there's no one that's ever going to have any evidence against them. So you shaleshu. Yeah, you always go a third generation up. You say Yosef ben Shimon ben Avram, or Yosef ben Shimon ben Yitzchak. If the grandfathers have the same name as well, yichtavu simen. Then they should say something, some physical characteristic. Yosef ben Shimon. Shimon, the short guy, Yosef ben Shimon, whatever. Probably shouldn't say fat or skinny because, the fat guy could take Ozempic and then he'll be the skinny guy. And if they would make the same, if they had the same basic physical description, he's Jewish, he's balding, he has glasses, and he's kind of short, So, Yichtavu Kohen, then they should say if he's a Kohen or a Levi or a Yisrael to distinguish them. Basically, you find a distinguishing characteristic. If someone says to his son, well, he's dying, one of the shtaros that says that I'm owed money has already been paid back, but I don't know which one. Shtaros kulin pruin, then the son cannot collect money from anybody. Nimtza le'echad sham shnayim, if he found two documents there that have two loans made to the same guy, then you assume hagadol pruah v'katanin pruah. He only said one of his shtaros is paid back, so this guy owes you money from one of these shtaros is still outstanding. So you have to assume the smaller one is the one that's outstanding. Hamalvas. If a person lends money and there's an arev, there's a guarantor, a cosigner, lo yiparim in a arev, you're not allowed to go to the guarantor first. You have to go to the guy that borrowed the money first. But if you made the condition that I should be able to get paid back from whoever I want, yiparim in a arev, then Yutaka can go back to the arev first. Now there's another type of arev called an arev kablan, where he says where it's not I'll just cosign. It's you lend him the money and I'll pay you back. Rav Shmuel Gamliel Omer, im yesh nechasim lova, if the lova has money, the borrower has money, ben kach lo yiparim min ha'arev. You can't go and collect from the arev. V'chein Rav Shmuel Gamliel Omer, Rav Shmuel Gamliel says, ha'arev li'isha b'ksubasa, if a person is an arev for a woman in a ksuba, v'yabala magarsha, the husband divorced her, so the arev is going to pay the ksuba if the husband doesn't have any money, yadirena hana'a, the husband has to take a neder, asking her to get any hana'a from him, shemi yasu kununyal nechasim, shall zeh, because we're afraid that maybe the husband doesn't want to leave his wife at all, and they're just, the husband and the wife are in cahoots with each other to get the money from this Arev, and then they'll just get back together and they'll have his money. So he has to take a neder that she's not going to get Hanaf from any of his Nechasim, and that will be a guarantee that they won't get back together. The Achzor Zishna, right? I mean, he might just be trying to get back together with his wife and they just need the money. Mishnechas, Hamal this Chavir B'Shtar, someone lends money to somebody else with a Shtar, meaning it was signed by Edim, a date, the whole thing. Govu Minechas M'Shvadim, so then you're allowed to collect from Nechas M'Shvadim, meaning whatever properties he owned at that time, even if he subsequently sold them, are Meshuba to this loan. Al Yidei Edim, if it was made in front of Edim, but there was no Shtar, Govu Minechas M'Lechor, so you can only collect from properties that the borrower still has at the time of the collection. Hotzi Lav K'sav Yadur Shu Chayiv Lo, if a lender has a note that the borrower wrote in his own handwriting that says that he owes him the money, Govim Menachas Menachorin. That's not a real shtar, it's just an IOU, and you can only collect from Menachorin. Arve Yotze Lachar Chisim Shtaros, if after the signatures appear on the shtar, an Arev signed onto the shtar, Govim Menachas Menachorin. You can only collect from the Chas Menachorin of the Arev. Maisabal Lefnei Rabbi Shmuel, one time a story came to Rabbi Shmuel. Din Torah came to Rabbi Shmuel, where it was an Arev that was La'achar Chisim Shtaros. The Arev had signed on after the signatures. V'amar Govim Nechasim Lechorin. He said you could collect from Nechasim Lechorin only, but not from Nechasim Shabadim of the Arev. Omer lo Ben Nanas. So Ben Nanas said, Ben Nanas is Rabbi Shimon Ben Nanas. Einu Govim lo Nechasim Shabadim lo Nechasim Lechorin. He said, no, you can't collect from anything because the Arev is not chayv at all. So Omer lo Lama. Rabbi Shmuel said, why would that be? He signed on it. So Omer lo Ben Nanas said, if someone goes and chokes someone who owes him money in the street because he wasn't repaying him the money, and someone sees him choking, he says, leave him alone, I'll pay the money. So Pater, the guy doesn't have to pay the money. The guy who said I'll pay doesn't have to pay. Because the loan wasn't made based on his guaranteeing the loan. He was just trying to get the guy to stop choking him. So too, if the Arev only signed on after the Chisim Shtaros, after the signatures of the Edim, he was never guaranteeing the loan at the time of the loan. An Arev is only Chayiv if you say, you lend the money and I'll pay you back if when you lend that guy the money. Because you're only, the whole loan only happened because of the Arev's guarantee. Amar Rabbi Shmuel says, if a person wants to be very wise, they shall learn. There is no area of Torah that is greater than Dinei Mamnas. It's like a spring that's getting stronger and stronger. And if you want to learn Dinei Mamnas, which is the most brilliant area of Halacha to learn, you should be Meshameh Shem Benanas, because that person really knows what he's talking about in Dinei Mamnas. So let's see if we can review. These are long Mishnayos. So Mishnah Zayin, we said that if you have two brothers, one of them is an Ani, one of them is an Ashir, that inherit things that cost money to operate. So if the father used it as rental property, the Ani can say, we're also using it as rental property and we're splitting it. But if the father used it for his own stuff, then the usher could say, good, we're going to continue to use it for our own stuff, and if you can't afford to, so I guess you just won't be able to use it. And then we had said that if there are two people named Yosef and Shimon in the same city, you better come up with some other identifying feature, because you're never going to be able to prove anything from any shtaros, because each one could point to the other. Yosef ben Shimon. And then we said that, what else do we say? That if someone lends money to somebody with an Arev, you can't go to the Arev first unless he says initially that I can go to whoever I want. And Rav Shmuel Gamliel said that if the Lova has Nechasim, you can never go to the Arev first. Rav Shmuel Gamliel also said someone who's an Arev for a woman and her Ksuba, and then the husband divorces her, before they can go collect from the Arev, the husband has to take a neder that his wife's not allowed to get Hanoah from his property. And then in Mishnah Ches we said that someone who lends money with Shtar collects from Nechasim Meshubadim, but if there are Edim and no Shtar, then it's only Nechasim Bnei Chorin. If it's an IOU, also only Nechasim Bnei Chorin. If an Arev is signed on after after the signatures of the Edim, only collect from Nechasim and Nechorin. But one time Benana said, Nechasim and Nechorin, you can't collect from anything, because that's like a guy who was getting strangled in the shuk, and the other guy says, leave him alone. That's not a real Arev. Only when a person was guaranteed the loan originally, and it's on his word that the loan was made, only is that an Arev that you can actually go and collect from. So, Saluk Lach Masech Svob Basu, next time we will pick up with the first Mishnah in Masech Sanhedrin.